what's going on in the House of Representatives. Cameron earlier said that this is a precarious position for Republicans in their vote on this impeachment. He said Speaker Pelosi, I think what he said, has put out a pike for Republicans to impale themselves on. We'll find out what our Congressman Jerry Carl thinks about that. Checking in from Washington. Congressman, thanks for your time.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing?
I'm all right. You've had a, but you get to work up there and you have storming of the Capitol. And next thing you know, you got to be voting on impeachment of President Trump.
I don't remember any of this being brought up on the campaign trail. Kevlar was never brought up. Riots were never brought up. You know, impeachment was never brought up. And it's really sad up here. I mean, it's just, it is so divided. And some of my Democrat colleagues, I actually got to spend some time with last night, very briefly in between votes, and they're frustrated too. They want to get to work and do business of the people. And none of us feel like this. What's going on today is worth what... I mean, it's just consuming the entire week, and there's no reason for it. I mean, it's just a dog and pony show. It truly is.
I heard Speaker Pelosi earlier say that it broke her heart to have to bring this impeachment out there. But, you know, in a conversation I had with Cameron Smith, he did point out that as a political play... Right, it's a political play. Payback against President Trump for Pelosi taking a victory lap, yes, but also it seems to be, maybe not for someone from AL1, but it seems to be a dangerous situation, a trap for a lot of Republicans.
Well, it's an easy decision for me. I mean, we're 1 week out, and this is going to divide us and just tear us up. I mean, we've got, you know, the country's getting all kind of threats over this, and I just set in on some briefings from different departments, and you know, it's just tearing this country apart. You know, sit still for a week. Let's get the new president sworn in and move on and do the business of the people. But what's going on the floor? And I know that's what you're talking about, mm-hmm. but it's pure political. It's just a dog and pony show. They'll only let so many of us sit on the floor at the time. So most of us have to sit up in our office and watch it on TV. But it's just a pure dog and pony show.
Yeah, you know, it seems like, though, that it is dog and pony show, but with some real ramifications for maybe Republicans in other places, not AL1, not you, but they're in a situation where, you know, if they vote to impeach, like you hear there's some Republicans doing, it might serve them better in purple districts and purple states and those kind of things. At the same time, President Trump's supporters aren't going away. If they vote to impeach, they may be in trouble in 2 years.
Well, not knowing those districts in those purple districts that you're talking about, obviously I'm not one of those, but I've heard a lot of conversation about those purple districts. They didn't want a lot of this to come up because they do have to take a choice on it. You know, one way or the other. But, you know, at the end of the day, I look at it, and it's just one more thing to split this country up. We've got enough. You know, regardless how you feel about the president, you know, regardless how you feel, positive or negative, we just had enough. It's time to move on. Let's get to, you know, I didn't run for this office to come up here and dodge bullets and wear Kevlar vests and argue about impeaching the president. I understand we got to take care of it. We got to do it. And we got to work through this. But it's very disheartening. Very disheartening.
It is. But for a lot of people out there, and people that I don't know how many. But I get texts and emails and calls. That doesn't mean they're the majority or minority. I don't have a gauge on that. But continue to say that this is the most important thing beyond anything else because they believe the election was stolen. They believe that we're moving forward with an illegitimate president. I mean, your reaction to that?
My reaction is very simple. I had some very strong questions about especially Georgia and Pennsylvania. And we can't get any questions answered, and no one wants to ask any questions of the people that should know. So, it's like everything else. They'll run through a bill on you that's 32 pages long, You've got 40 minutes to read it. Well, I can't do that. You might can, but I can't. And they just want to speed everything through without talking through it, without debating it. We're watching the debate on the floor right now. They, you know, we'll get an hour each. That's it, and it's over. And you know, when you talk about the elections, everyone gets very passionate about it. We voted, we lost. We need to move on.
And that,
we've got as a country, we have to move on.
And so, I guess that question. I mean, there are people that will say, "Well, we're moving on with an illegitimate president." Is Joe Biden, well, when he's inaugurated, is he a legitimate president? I mean, and the left said the same thing about President Trump, right? So many did.
I mean, we're replaying 2017. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's in such a hoorah about what Trump has done, and you know, questioning whether he was legitimate or not. I mean, we're just replaying it now in 2020 or 2021. I sure was hoping 2021 would be different than 2020, but it certainly hadn't started that way up here. But you know, we've got to push through this. We've got business to take care of. We've got another election coming up in 2022. We've got to take the House. We've got to get some control. Nancy Pelosi, quite honestly, is off the reservation. She had, is it magnetometers put in? So she's checking every congressman coming in and out for weapons now. So it's just bizarre up here, just extremely bizarre. Never in history.
No, it is. From the time you've arrived, maybe, Congressman, you brought it with you to Washington.
Several of us have said that in humor. And you know, I've really tried, you know, I'm the rookie up here, and I try to stay quiet and learn, you know, try to learn from what's going on around me. But, you know, to question someone's coming on the floor, and only the House members are allowed on the floor. And they stopped me last night, and I refused to let them search me just out of reaction, and they stood their grounds. They told me I couldn't come in unless I was searched. Obviously, I emptied my pockets and we went through the ordeal. But it's just trying to treat people. This is so
as a member. So you're saying, as our duly elected representative in the House of Representatives from AL1, a duly elected House member, you are subject to the search.
Yes, I told him he wasn't going to touch me. It is exactly my words I told him. And he laid his baton down, and he squared off on me and said, "Well, you're not coming through this door." Now, I was there by myself. I was one of the early ones because I'm always afraid I'm going to be late. But, you know, several of the members just rushed the door and just pushed their way through it. But that's something Nancy Pelosi has set up, because she claims she's worried about, you know, the members bringing guns to the floor. You know, I've never been one, you know, to carry a firearm, but hey, if somebody else wants to bring one, we sure could have used it last Wednesday. I'll tell you that.
What about beyond the
been a handy thing to have
beyond the impeachment discussion? And what about this 25th Amendment push? I know you had a vote on this, the resolution was going to ask Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th?
The 25th Amendment was never written for what they were trying to use it for, and what they did. They're obviously trying to get Pence to invoke it, but that's been used twice, and I think both times were for surgeries, when they put the president under for surgery. But that's what the 25th is for, is so the vice president can temporarily take control. Now, if the president has been assassinated, I think Johnson fell under the 25th too. If you've got a president that's been assassinated or is incapacitated in some way, you would certainly want to use it, and that's what it's there for. But just because you disagree with policies or you disagree with what somebody's saying, I mean, it's just a mess up here. And you know, the freshmen, like I said, the freshman Democrats, you know, they're going to do what they're told to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is they're on Democrat side. You don't understand how strong they are. I mean, their leadership is, you know, it's a tough bunch. So, but you know, we're ready to get to work. You know, we've got some real issues and some real problems. You know, we got some COVID issues. You know, we need to get the vaccines out quicker and faster and more available. I mean, there's some issues we need to be addressing. This is consuming 100% of our time.
Hey, Congressman, by the way, on this vaccine just a quick question. I don't know if you have an answer for it, but in a discussion I've been having on the number of vaccines here at home and, you know, how the list goes for 75 and up, 1A and all, who decides how many vaccines like Alabama gets as a state? Or they come here to, is it at a state level, or is it something y'all do in Washington? How's that done?
I truly don't know. My guess would be it's based on population. That's just my sheer guess, but I had no idea.
I didn't know who asked for it. You know, do we have to ask, or do they say, "Here's what you get"?
My mother-in-law, who's you know at the wrong age to be exposed to it, without giving her age, obviously.
Right.
I think my wife got her on a list yesterday.
Yeah,
it's a public list. You just have to get on and wait your turn. So
sure, and we've talked about that. Yeah, we were talking about that list and all that. I was just in our side of getting on it. But does the state say, you know, and maybe we don't know yet, but it would be interesting to find out, does somebody in Montgomery call Washington and say, "Hey, y'all, we need another 100,000 vaccines," or does Washington say, "We have decided y'all get 100,000 vaccines"? I guess that's my question.
I don't know, and I'm really leery to answer that without having a good solid answer for you.
That's good. Get the information, yeah, and then we'll get an answer.
Yeah, there you go,
Congressman. I appreciate you checking in. I know it's obviously a busy
pleasure.
Day.
And please, I encourage everyone: do not give up. Please don't give up on us. We're going to come out of this. We're going to come out of this, and we're going to get to work, and we're going to make this country a much, much better place than it is today.
We'll keep calling you, keep getting you on the show, and talking about it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Take care.
You too. Congressman Jerry Carl joining us from Washington.